Good evening, cybersecurity and cryptocurrency followers. This is the 46th edition of the Cybersecurity and Cryptocurrency Podcast. Today is November the 8th of 2018. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin Cash and all the drama going on with them. We're also going to touch on new listings at Coinbase, what that means for you. Also going to talk about some Chinese military hacking that's been happening over the past several years, what that means for cybersecurity in the U.S. Also going to touch briefly on Facebook and the more proactive steps they're taking to help remove terrorist-like information from their platform. And last but not least, we're going to talk about a chat service called Iron Chat, and we're going to discuss what police did with Iron Chat. So to kick things off, we'll start off with the Bitcoin Cash drama. There is a huge debate with all of the folks that work on Bitcoin Cash, and they don't agree on the software upgrades that they want to do. One of the software upgrades is called OPSEC, and essentially what that does is it allows for atomic swaps. So an atomic swap is basically trustlessly trading one cryptocurrency for another. Atomic swaps have been pretty popular here, especially lately. So they were going to add support for that, which currently Bitcoin Cash does not do. So some of the guys that work on Bitcoin Cash wanted to add this functionality. They also wanted to patch a pretty big vulnerability where miners can mine for empty blocks. And essentially that puts load and stress on the Bitcoin Cash network and can actually create a denial of service type of attack and would prevent a lot of transactions from going through. So they wanted to patch this, and rightfully so, but a lot of the Bitcoin Cash supporters do not want to implement any of these changes. Why, I don't quite understand, but we'll see what happens here in the near future. They're talking about, the speculation is that it's going to split. It's going to split into two different cryptocurrencies. So Bitcoin Cash will become Bitcoin ABC, and it'll also become Bitcoin Satoshi's Vision. So BSV would be their symbol. But nonetheless, this has happened before. It's happened in the past. Bitcoin Cash has had a lot of ups and downs as it relates to what they're going to do with the code and disagreements and whatnot. They've had other arguments and threats like this in the past as well. So this upgrade is coming next week. So we'll see in a week what happens with all this, but as of right now, nobody really wants to move to make these changes. So, that's a pretty big vulnerability if you ask me. If there was a malicious mining pool out there and they got, thousands of miners to team up and mine empty blocks, well, that's going to take down the whole Bitcoin Cash network. And that is where the problem lies. That's a huge, huge problem. So we'll see what happens in the next week or so. They may end up going ahead and patching this vulnerability, but it's still up in the air as of right now. So we'll see what happens. In other news, Coinbase just released an announcement today that you can now buy, sell, and trade BAT tokens. And BAT token is basic attention token. I think I said it wrong the other day. I called it basic authentication token. It's basic attention token. Sorry for that mistake there. But nonetheless, this is now officially supported at Coinbase, not just on their pro platform. So standard Coinbase users should be able to see this coming out in their app here pretty soon and on the website. I have not seen it pushed to my app yet, but I have seen it listed on the website. And in the app, if you go to view all assets, you can find it in there and you can actually do some buying and selling from that area. But if they do like they did with 0x, then they'll put it in the main screen on the Coinbase app. But for right now, it's under other assets, and you can search for it and buy, sell, and trade via that. So, as I mentioned on the last podcast, BAT token is has taken off. I am shocked at its market cap. It's only worth like 37 cents, but it's crazy because the market cap for Bat Token is like $337 million. I mean, holy smokes, man, that's a ton of money. Wow, lots and lots of money, lots of support for this new token, and it's built into the Brave browser already. Supposedly, they're going to use this token for other advertising-related issues and whatnot, so we'll see what else it gets used for, but wow, talk about an amazing adoption of this. It just screams to the fact how much people hate advertisements. People hate them. They'd rather pay money in Bat Token than look at advertisements on your website. And I have to say, I'm kind of in the same boat. I hate going to websites that have all these pop-ups and things, videos playing at full blast volume and all kinds of other crazy stuff. It drives you nuts. It really does. And I would much rather prefer to go to a site where I don't see any ads at all, and I don't see any things that pop up in the middle of the screen and block out the entire article that I'm trying to read and ask you to sign up for their website or whatever, blast an ad in front of you. It totally ruins the experience of visiting whatever site that is. Not only does it ruin the experience, it slows it down, too. It's killing our browser just to go to the website. And it makes it seem like your computer is just dying to pull up one single website. So all these ads, they also take up bandwidth and resources on your computer, and it's crazy. So it's interesting to see that this many people would much rather pay money than look at advertisements. So very big adoption for the Bat Token thus far. Surprising adoption, I will say. I was shocked when I read that it was $337 million in market cap. That's way up there. But kudos for the Brave team and coming out with this token. And, it just speaks volumes to all the good stuff that they're doing. In other news, Facebook, they have removed about 3 million posts that were related to terrorism, or so they say. They removed 3 million posts just in Q3 of this year. That's pretty substantial number of posts that they took down. So that's good in the grand scheme of things. And hopefully Facebook gets better and better and better at doing this, and they can detect more of this, and they just keep getting better and better and better at it. So it is good to see that they are making improvements as far as fake advertising goes and terrorism threats on Facebook and all kinds of crazy stuff like that that happens. It's good to see that. So kudos to Facebook for once. Typically, I'm dogging on them pretty bad, but it's good. I still want to delete my account, but it's a whole other story. In other news, CrowdStrike released an article today that was pretty interesting talking about some Chinese military hacks that have been happening since 2016. And basically, these operatives were affiliated with China's MSS, and they have been really, really hitting us hard. They're stealing military information, medical information, high-tech information, and all kinds of other secrets from the United States. So they're hacking into all kinds of different systems. And this is all tied to the Chinese military. So I did find that rather scary. And I could see if it's not already there, I could see a new job open up with the Department of Defense for cyber warfare. Do you want to be a part of the cyber warfare, and do you want to attack back, and do you want to help track this down, and all kinds of stuff like that? So there may be a new job opening in the cybersecurity realm here pretty soon. Either way, it's pretty scary to see that many things are getting hacked by the Chinese military. And I guess treaties and whatnot mean nothing when you're hacking because the internet's wide open. I don't quite understand it, but China has their own internet that they've censored and whatnot. So for them to hack the United States, it just seems really odd to me. But they're trying to steal our our secrets and get ahead of us in every way that they possibly can. But cyber warfare is getting bigger and bigger and bigger all across the globe. And we're seeing lots and lots more of it, unfortunately. I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. But I don't think cyber warfare is going to replace, you know, a good old-fashioned war on the ground. But it sure is getting close at this point. It's just been one thing after another with cyber attacks. So the last thing I wanted to touch on today was the chat service called Iron Chat. So I've never even used Iron Chat, but there's all these chat services that claim that they are secure and encrypted and blah, blah, blah. I can think of a few like Signal and Wire and apparently this one called Iron Chat that I've never heard of, but they basically all essentially say the same thing and do the same thing. It's all about encrypting all your messages and making messages expire after so much time, yada, yada, yada. So, which is great for everybody concerned with privacy stuff. So that's good. However, if you're the police department, apparently, allegedly, they decrypted 258,000 messages from the Iron Chat service. So that is a lot of different messages. I don't know of anybody that uses this service, so I can't speak to how many users this might have affected. But that's a lot of different messages, and they decrypted it. So that's the crazy part of this. They decrypted it. So if you use Iron Chat and you're doing illegal business, you're probably going to get caught now. Just saying. But I don't know if Iron Chat had the decryption key and they allowed the police to decrypt or what happened there. But pretty interesting to see that the police are authorized to do that. I guess they are. My impression was that these companies could still deny the police access to these things. Now, I'm sure that that doesn't help them when they actually need the police moving forward, but nonetheless, that was my impression, is they could still tell them, no, we don't want to give you this information. No, we're not going to decrypt these messages. Apple took a really big stand against this last year sometime, I want to say, and they told them, no, we're not going to decrypt this phone that you need information from. It's a privacy issue. We can't decrypt any phones. So what the United States do, they went over to a cybersecurity firm overseas and they had them decrypted. But it does speak volumes to the reach of law enforcement in general and the lengths that they're willing to go to catch the bad guys. So if you're one of the bad guys and you're using these platforms, probably going to get caught and you might want to think of another way to do this. If you're leaving any kind of digital breadcrumbs anywhere, nowadays you're pretty much going to get caught, regardless. If there's any breadcrumbs, any trail of anything, you're going to get caught nowadays. So anyway, thought that was interesting to see that those messages were decrypted, and it's crazy to see the links that law enforcement will go to decrypt all this stuff, just to catch the bad guys, which is good. I'm glad they're catching bad guys, but certainly crazy that they make these companies go and decrypt all this information. Apple doesn't, though, so if you're an Apple fan, that's good for you. Anyway, that's all I had for today. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at eEnglish34 on Twitter, at eEnglish34. Hit me up on there. I want to thank our sponsor as well, Southern Graphics T-Shirt Company. Their website is southerngraphicst-shirtco.com. They got all kinds of funny T-shirts on their website. Go check them out. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll talk again soon.